Now I'd like you please to watch a little short video that'll help us into the theme and topic that we're going to be considering from Scripture this evening. Thank you. Basis of the passage we read earlier from 1 Kings 19, to which we'll return, I do want to talk to you and think together about the topic of depression. Now, you may consider that a very strange choice of topic, coming, as it were, right out of the blue on a rather pleasant sunny summer's evening. My reasoning actually is twofold. First, I'm sure that this is a topic that is better addressed by a stranger, someone who has no in-depth knowledge of any of you good folk, so that no one sitting here in church can say, well, he's thinking of me now, he's talking about me, that's why he's chosen this topic. He's not. He can't be. But he does want to try to help. If either you're struggling with depression, or if you're trying to encourage and support someone who is. First reason. The second, all the surveys are saying that depression is at an all-time high. It is soaring. In part, of course, because of the lockdown, and now because of the cost of living crisis, with its glaring inequalities, the well-off getting even wealthier, while the vast majority struggle to make ends meet or just plunge deeper into debt. So that's why. That's why I'd like us to think together this evening on the basis of 1 Kings 19 about depression. And I'd like to introduce the topic by introducing you to a little lady. She's my mother's mother. She was my mother's mother. The only grandparent, in fact, that I knew anyway well. Living with us in our home for the latter years of her life and dying when I was aged 19. And she was a wee woman. And as she grew older, she became actually a dead ringer for the late Queen Mother. And as if being a lookalike to the late Queen Mother weren't sufficient, she also shared her year of birth, the year 1900. So think of it now. My old gran was old enough to remember the shocking losses of the First World War, and not least the wholesale slaughter of the Somme. She knew some boys, and they were just boys, few years older than her, who never came home. While here at home, think of it, she lived through the partition of Ireland and the appalling brutality that followed it. She was familiar with multiple deaths, with families wiped out by TB. She lived through the deprivations of what became known as the Great Depression. But of course, it wasn't all bloodshed and heartache. Indeed, she preferred not to talk about those. What she much preferred to tell off, and often did, was the enormous privilege she had had of seeing the extraordinary work of God through the ministry of this man, W.P. Nicholson. My gran was brought up in Newton Ards. And in November 1921, the month in which she became of age, as it was back then, W.P. Nicholson held one of his amazing missions just round the corner from her in First Newton Ards Presbyterian Church. And they were to be days that she would never forget, not forget till her dying day, and would never tire telling off till her dying day. And no wonder. For by the end of that mission, no fewer than 840 adults had professed faith in Christ, with over 500 of them being men middle-aged and around the age of 50 in particular. And can't you imagine it? Newton Ards was transformed. The pub